Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Got a little bit of something special for you. First hour. Second hour, Jimmy will be here. Well, Jimmy Akin will do open forum. So if you were tuning in to get your open forum question in, just hang on to the second hour and we'll get you connected with Jimmy. The first hour, we're going to talk a little bit about a word that you have heard, wellness. But we're going to talk about Christ-centered wellness to two women who have devoted their careers to that. Maybe you have heard of Reform Wellness. Maybe you have not. But we have with us the founder of Reform Wellness, a holistic nutritionist, a wellness practitioner, a longtime educator, Jackie Mulligan. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
Can you be before we'll introduce Dr. Bridget in a second, but sure. What is Reform Wellness?
Reform is a Christ-centered wellness practice. We merge faith and functional health together. And so our real goal is to bring as many people to the Lord for healing as possible.
Praise God for that. It's something that we've been noticing here at Catholic Answers is that it does seem like the church is little by little rediscovering that Christ's ministry was, among other things, a healing ministry. We forgot him as a healer for a long time.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is so beautiful when we remember that he is the divine physician and that he wants to heal us and that we just need to give him permission to do so.
Our other guest, Dr. Vander Woody, is the Reform's chief wellness officer. She's a neuropathic medicine doctor.
Naturopathic, yes.
What did I say? Neuropathic?
Neuropathic, that's
what
right.
What the heck is that?
Close.
I just invented that, I think. Sorry.
That's okay.
Doctor, you on your bio, it says Dr. Bridget. Is that how you prefer?
Yeah, typically I go by Dr. Bridget.
Okay.
Yeah. Vanderbilt's right. A little bit of a mouthful. So
how long have you been involved in this Christ-centered wellness movement?
I have been with Reform for almost 3 years now. Prior to that, I studied and was working in a more secular, holistic environment in holistic medicine. But I grew up Catholic and it was a big part of my life. So really Reform is the perfect combination for me of everything that I love about health and the human body and everything I love about our faith. So
you said in your answer, the magic word that half people hear it, they freak out and half of people hear it and they are fascinated by it. Do you know what word that I'm referring to?
Holistic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? What are we talking about when we say holistic? Is it magical or new agey?
No, you know, I think that it is really the human person. We are a whole, right? We're body and soul, you know, material and immaterial. And I think that maybe the word holistic has been a little bit misused or abused or just defined in different ways in different circles. But I think that as Catholics, we have every much a right to use the word holistic as a whole person in the way that we were created to be. So I think that it can be a little bit of a buzzword, and some people don't really understand what we mean by it. But at Reform, we just mean as the whole person, body and soul. And so anything we do to reform your health, we want to do in a way that considers the whole person.
And do you think, and either of you can take this question, do you think that the desire for something that's holistic comes from the fact that our healthcare system is kind of atomizing, that is, it treats problems but isn't so good with people?
Yeah, I think that there is an innate desire to get to the root cause of disease and not just focus on the symptom. I think there's also an innate desire to allow the Lord into our healing, whether we know it or not.
888-318-7884 is the number. Should have given you that before. If you've got questions about Christ-centered wellness, 888-318-7884. I mean, I guess in addition to the word holistic, the word wellness, I think it's a word you hear all the time. Mm-hmm. It's almost robbed of its meaning because it's used so just interchangeably in various different situations. What do you mean by it?
We often say that we redefine wellness as body and soul, and I think you're right. In a lot of ways, the world has given this description or definition to health or wellness that is solely based on physical health, aesthetics, performance, success, things that are fleeting. And we desire at Reform to reclaim that and redefine that in a way that is reflective of how we were created in the Lord's in the Lord's real definition of it, and also to dignify the gift of a human body and life that we were given.
You know, Jackie, when I hear you talk about it, it doesn't sound like you just grafted on some New Age ideas onto a kind of a Christian language. It sounds like you have a different kind of, like the foundation in Christ you mention every time you give an answer.
That's because that's the truth.
Okay.
But it's because I had a really deep experience when I was first starting Reform. I built Reform in adoration, and it was out of a place where I knew that I was very capable, and therefore I was successful, as the world would describe it, and I was striving, but I was really tired. And this was just mm-hmm. in my late 20s, and I felt like the world was keeping me really hungry. And the only place that I felt peace and really seen and known, and that I could be satiated, was with the Lord and mm-hmm. in His real presence in the Eucharist. And with more and more time there, I realized that He is the source and summit, in fact, and that for me to be well, He needs to be at the center of my life, but also my health, and that there's nothing in my health that He doesn't want to be a part of.
Right.
And so that's why it keeps circling back to Him.
Well, and again, for either of you can take this, but there's this this very Christian idea of taking up your cross and following. And so, mm-hmm. You know, we're not prosperity gospel mm-hmm. Christians. We're, because that's a kind of gospel that denies the cross's place in each life. But we're also, sometimes I think that focus on the cross can take away from the focus on the fact that, you know, I always repeat this, whenever we're talking about healing, in Matthew's gospel, He went about healing everyone. Mm-hmm. Like it specifically says healing everyone. And I think that's a message for us that, yes, He went to the cross and He wants us to carry our cross, but He never stopped being a healer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love to reflect on John 10:10 when He calls us to life in abundance. And I think that maybe that can be misused for prosperity gospel's sake. But the reality is that He all does call us to be well and to live abundantly. And as we like to say, to live fully alive. And We really believe that to live fully alive in the fullness of the way that the Lord created us is to live both the cross and the joy and the healing and the health, right? So it's very much both, and it's both the suffering that we, of course, will continue to endure, and it's also the life and healing that is available to us, you know, in the Lord's will and the ways that He wills to do that for each of us. But it's not either or. It's really mm-hmm. both and. And so, yes, absolutely, there will be suffering, but there's also hope for health and healing and to live life fully and abundantly.
888-3187-884, 888-3187-884. Back at the very beginning of the pandemic, remember mm-hmm. the pandemic? And when they shut the world down, mm-hmm. a lot of people were relieved. Mm-hmm. It was a weird reaction. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had this sense of, you know, before it became a burden having the world shut down, it was kind of a little vacation for everybody mm-hmm. for a minute. And it was weird to see it because it was almost like this, the whole world realizing that modern life is a burden. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Every day of it is hard.
Yeah. This is something that we talk about daily at Reform. We have coined a term that is a Reform way of life, which means a Christ-centered life. And so many people will take our course and start living in a way that really puts emphasis and centrality in the Lord. And they'll often say, like, wow, this is really radical. Like, we can't believe what you're doing. And Dr. Bridget and I will often say, no, the world is radical. What we're doing is not. We're turning to simplicity as we were designed to and called to. And I think it's really hard to even have the awareness of your health or the awareness of what you crave when you are in the rat race of the world and really distracted and sick.
Yeah. And there's a connection between a sick society and sick people. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think unfortunately, I think in a lot of ways, the culture that we live in just perpetuates illness, especially when it comes to stress. And, you know, we've just put so much emphasis in productivity and activity and success in every term of the word, really. And I think we've just forgotten that, that it's okay to just live a simple, ordered life that is conducive to healing. And it's hard to break away from what everyone around you is doing, and even within your own family, you know, to live in a different way. But we've seen it in our own lives and in so many people that we work with that, you know, it's worth it and it's possible.
ReformWellness.co is their website. It's a young apostolate. They can't afford the M yet. So it's ReformWellness.co. I would ask you one thing. Then we'll take a break and we'll come back and do calls, all right? And the number is 888-318-7884. If you want to talk about Christ-centered wellness, you want to talk about how to find that, what that means, whatever your question is, you are welcome here. You don't have to be Catholic to call. 888-318-7884. And if I go over to reformwellness.co, you have something called the foundational course. Will you just tell me what that is?
And then sure. We have our foundational course is called Reform Online, and it's 12 weeks long. It's rolling admission, which means that you can take it at any point. And it is designed to give tools and education on how to live out our wellness pillars rooted in Christ.
And anybody can take it anytime? You just...
Correct.
All right. Very yes. Cool. That's reformwellness.co. We have two wonderful guests here with us. First, Jackie Mulligan, the founder of Reform Wellness, and Dr. Bridget Vanderwoody, who's Reform's chief wellness officer and a doctor of naturopathic, not neuropathic medicine, which is something I made up. All right. We'll take a quick break. Right back with your calls. 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you have a question but prefer to ask it privately? Catholic Questions can help. Go to CatholicQuestions.com to ask your question online, email us, drop us a letter, or give us a call. Longtime Catholic Answers Live apologist and author Jim Blackburn or another Catholic Questions apologist will be happy to assist you. Catholic Questions proudly supports Catholic Answers Live, so visit us at CatholicQuestions.com today. That's CatholicQuestions.com.
EWTN uses the power of radio to reach people whenever and wherever they're searching for answers to questions about their Catholic faith. EWTN Radio is heard on over 500 domestic and international AM and FM radio affiliates. For a complete list of programs and how to hear EWTN Radio, visit EWTN.com and click radio. EWTN, the global Catholic network.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Bit of a shift of gears for us this afternoon, but as you've heard me say over the recent months and years, it has become more and more obvious to me doing this job how much the healing power of Jesus Christ has been neglected and people are rediscovering it. And we're always excited when we find Catholics rediscovering the healing Christ and connecting with him and connecting him to others in a way that is entirely consistent with the whole history of the church. It's like finding a gem that's been buried for a long time. And Jackie Mulligan started doing that by starting Reform Wellness, which you can find at reformwellness.co on the internet, and I hope you will check it out. So here's the person listening, and I just want to ask you about this person, Jackie, the person who says, you know what? I got small kids. I am so overwhelmed. I have no time for this wellness stuff. Or I am working myself to the bone trying to get this, you know, business, you know, straightened out and so I can pay my employees each week. And I got no time for this. It's not for me. Maybe at a different point in my life. What do you say about that?
I would say that nobody is disqualified from the call to wholeness and holiness. And that is something that I had to really own and allow to take deep root in my own heart as a truth from the Lord, that he intentionally designed me and desired for me to be fully alive in him, even though fully alive looks really different in certain seasons. But regardless of vocation or current state of health or past or religion or anything that we think are barriers for us receiving the gift of healing from the Lord, nobody is disqualified from this call to wholeness and holiness. And in fact, I think it's the greatest gift we can give ourselves is just allowing that desire to take root without even doing anything else.
Really, just the desire for his healing, the desire to have it. Just start there.
Yeah, the desire to really live from your identity. Often, before we even teach people about our 9 wellness pillars, which we can talk about, we will just invite them to reconsider who they are in the Lord and invite them to reflect on how would you eat? How would you pray? How would you connect with other people if you remembered that you're a beloved daughter or son of Christ? And that just changes things.
It does. Yeah. I mean, I suppose almost everything we do in the course of a day would be transformed in one way or another if we could consciously know ourselves as the beloved son or daughter of Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of a father who loves us. Yeah. So do you, as a doctor, do you treat sick people? Do you treat well people? Like, what is your practice?
Well, here in Reform, you know, we really focus on a lot of lifestyle components to healing and really reforming and healing parts of our life and our behaviors and our habits that are either supportive or not for health. So we don't do a lot of specific diagnosis or treatment of things. It's rather more of a comprehensive approach to changing these basic components of our health physically and spiritually. But I just want to echo the point about the desire, you know, our scripture that we love to reflect on at Reform is, you know, when Jesus asked the man at the pool, do you want to be well? And I think it's such a good reminder that he does ask each of us that question in one way or the other. Do you want to be well or not? And I think that sometimes we disqualify ourselves or we excuse ourselves or, you know, we come up with all sorts of reasons why it's not the right time to want to be well. And, you know, I think the reality is that it's really never the perfect time to change your life.
Well, this guy was, if I'm thinking of the same guy you are, it was like 30 years.
30 years.
Somebody always is in front of me. Come on, somebody's always in front of you.
Yeah.
There was a day where you could have made it.
Yeah,
but
that's all of us, right? We want to give all sorts of reasons why we're not able to do something. And so anyway, it's just a good scriptural reminder of that.
And it's wonderful that Jesus just healed him.
Mm-hmm. But it came from the desire.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 888-318-7884. The man came every day. He had some kind of desire. He just couldn't he couldn't close the deal with the angel. He needed the Lord to come in person.
Which is what we all need. We need him. We need him to come into the center.
So how do you see your ministerial life or this apostolic life of trying to bring the wellness in Christ that Christ wants us to have? Do you see this as something that you want to bring to other Catholics or want to bring as Catholics to a wider world?
Both and.
Okay.
I think that, as we had just discussed, wholeness and holiness are for everyone. And so we believe that Reform is for everyone. And so there's really not one audience that we choose to connect with. Of course, we come alive when there's others who understand what we're saying in an immediate way. But there is no greater gift than watching another person receive the invitation to bring the Lord into the center of their lives. And I think that I could probably speak for Dr. Bridget and myself to say that is the greatest part of what we do is being able to encounter people encountering the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to say?
Yeah, I was just going to add that we have people in our community from all in different parts of the spectrum of faith. You know, some that are fully Catholic and have been for a very long time, living their faith very fully, and some who are maybe Catholic but haven't been practicing, and some non-Catholic. So there is quite a spectrum of different faiths and religions that we've gotten to work with. But I think the beauty of the truth is that it is universal and it's applicable for everybody, regardless of really their faith.
888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Our guests are Jackie Mulligan, the founder of Reform Wellness, and Dr. Bridget Vanderwoody, the doctor, the chief wellness officer at Reform Wellness. 888-318-7884, whatever your question is, whether you are Catholic or not, you are welcome to call here. So I think there is a kind of Like the idea that you're expressing is one that I am entirely sympathetic to, which is that Christ wants to heal everyone and has a healing, wants his healing hands to touch everyone that needs those healing hands. But many people will not in this lifetime experience the miraculous lifting of mm-hmm. the cancer that they're struggling with or the eczema or whatever it might be. So how do you make sense of that? Mm-hmm. Make sense of the fact that God has come among us as a healer, but still illness persists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is something that I've wrestled with just even in my own training and just trying to, you know, think about, you know, why is it that, you know, what's the point? What's the point of trying to, you know, to better our health physically or spiritually, but in particularly physically, if we know that we're fallen humans and that we're always going to suffer? And I think that something that has helped me align that is that it's very similar in the spiritual life. Like, we know we are never going to reach full perfection on this side of heaven, right? But every day we get up again and we try over and over and over again to renew our efforts to move closer to holiness and to virtue. And I think it's the same with physical health. We, you know, though we may, you know, never experience perfect physical health on this side of heaven, there's still value in making mm-hmm. choices that will support, you know, the gift of our body and that will honor the dignity of our body. So I don't think that it has to be one or the other. And I think that that's something that's hard for us to wrap our brains around when it comes to wellness. We think of it either as all or nothing, you know, either I have perfect health and I'm in the perfect condition, or I'm not going to try because what's the point? And I think that, I think there's a lot of freedom in realizing that ultimately, you know, the human experience is somewhere in between the two of those extremes.
A lot of people will probably, and you maybe experienced this, will say, I have tried. I've tried mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. I've tried to break this cycle, whatever the cycle is, whether it's a moral problem that they have or a spiritual problem or a physical addiction, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There are many people who, with goodwill, have tried. Mm-hmm. So what do you offer to those people?
I think the key that you are repeating is that I tried. And it's a two-person job. And sometimes when we invite the Lord into our healing journey, we kind of throw in the towel, and to some degree, as Exodus 14:14 says, you know, let the Lord fight for you. You need only to be still. There's beauty in that. There's beauty in the initial surrender. But ultimately, we have to control the things we can and take part in our healing journey as well, but also leave that space to be a vessel for the Lord to work through us and to heal us. And then on the opposite side of the coin, there can be a deep self-reliance where I'm going to heal, I'm going to figure it out, I'm going to X, Y, Z. And we totally box the Lord out, even though we're asking him to intervene and intercede, but we don't allow space for him.
I can see, especially, I don't know, we live in a very self-reliant society, almost mm-hmm. where self-help is mm-hmm. is a whole entire industry. You're not in the self-help industry.
We are not.
Yeah, I think self-help has been, again, sort of misused in the world, and ultimately I think that there's a lot of self-reliance and self-seeking and selfishness in the world of self-help, depending on where you are looking. But I think that the freedom that comes in a Christ-centered approach to wellness is that we are taking care of ourselves and honoring the gift of our bodies and striving to better our souls through in growing in virtue, because we've identified you know, in Christ first and not as just ourselves outside of him.
Right. Yeah. It seems almost like a very fine line, but it's not a fine line. It's just one that's hard to find.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that whatever obscures it, the distance between relying on God and kind of giving lip service to that, but relying on myself, mm-hmm. it's an important line we got to cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's one that really demands humility. In a sense, and
forget it. I'm not gonna be that. You ruined it for me, Jackie. I don't have any of that. No, tell me about that.
Well, I think the Blessed Mother really can give us the best idea of humility, in that the Lord asked really big things of her, but also really wanted to do big things for her. And it was in Mary's humility to say, "How can this be? I'm not equipped, but yes, I want you at the center of my life. Yes, I want to do this. And I think that's what the Lord is so patient in allowing us to give him our yes. And so I think that's the question is, back to what Dr. Bridges said, do you want to be well? And if it's yes, it's okay, well, you know, will you give me an inch of your day? Will you give me an inch of your health? Will you give me an inch of your life?
Right.
And those are, and you'll soon realize that that's the best inch that you have.
You said that you started this in adoration. Does adoration, do you, I mean, I have personally found that's a big part of turning it over to him. It continues to be a big part for you, and you recommend it to people?
Yes, if there was a way to set up camp there, I would be there. Yes, I believe that there is no greater place we can spend our time or find our healing than in the Eucharistic Lord.
888-318-7884, the number. I am going to go to calls. I promise I will. ReformWellness.co is where you can go and find out what Dr. Bridget and Jackie are talking about here. You can check out the foundational course where you can get an orientation in Christ-centered wellness. But if you want to just talk about Christ-centered wellness, whether you are Catholic or not, whether you are Christian or not, we are happy to have your call. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. We'll take a very quick break and right back with more conversation about Christ-centered wellness on Catholic Answers Live.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity in The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Are you ready to defend your faith in a world of unbelief? Join us at the 9th Annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. This year's theme, I Believe in God, and it'll help you provide clear and charitable answers to atheism, agnosticism, and plain old indifference. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us in San Diego from September 21st through 24th as we welcome our special guest, Dr. Scott Hahn, and an all-star lineup of great Catholic speakers. Spend quality time with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and enjoy 4 days of fun, fellowship, and adoration of the Almighty. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register. Enter promo code EARLY and save $50. That's CatholicAnswersConference.com.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Keller, your host. Second hour, Jimmy's going to be here with us. We'll do open forum with Jimmy Akin for the entire second hour, and your calls welcome then. Your calls also welcome this hour as we talk about a topic that more and more is dear to my heart because I've been just sitting here at this desk getting to meet people little by little over the last few years to whom it has dawned on, I don't even know if I'm forming a sentence right now, but that Christ is a healer, and that when it comes to pornography addictions, people are out there doing healing. Addiction to chemicals, people are out there with Christ as a healer. All kinds of marital issues, physical issues, Christ wants to heal, and that's why I'm just delighted to have Jackie and Dr. Bridget here with us for this hour. They are from Reform Wellness, which you can find out about, again, at reformwellness.co. I have not gone to callers. Would you both feel comfortable if we went to callers for a little bit?
Absolutely.
The number is 888-318-7884. Patricia's in Pennsylvania watching on YouTube. Patricia, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, wow. That was quick. okay. Are you all aware that the media is trying to promote the idea that the majority of our culture, of our well, people, are really seeking self-help as opposed to Christ help or God help? I mean, to make that distinction. Otherwise, if we're not aware of that, we're carrying a message that is promoting other than Christ help or God help. I do believe in my own experience. I have seen 12-step groups with that conundrum facing it. The 12 steps are all about surrender.
Yeah.
And yet I hear people talking about self, you know, I can do this. So I'm in there and I'm talking about surrender, you know. But I think we can actually end up carrying the media message by saying we are in this culture that is so not other-oriented, but self-oriented.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, as opposed to God.
Let me get your response, Patricia.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we agree, Patricia. I do think that the world has really, you know, taken the term self-help and, you know, defined it in ways that may or may not be aligned with what we believe as Christians and Catholics. But I think that there's also a lot of opportunity. There's an opportunity to reclaim, you know, the term and the idea of self-help as something that is rightly ordered, that is centered on the Lord, and to bring Him into the center of all of it. Because if we are caring for ourselves, you know, to the exclusion of the Lord, then really what are we doing, you know, ultimately that's going to benefit our souls? So I think that. Yes, the world and the media tells us all sorts of things, and yet we know that we have the truth in the gospel, and we can reclaim, you know, taking care of ourselves in a rightly ordered way, and to witness that to the world, you know, because I think that though it might be misguided, I do think that many in the world and, you know, maybe in other secular environments, they are looking for something that they don't even realize, and maybe they haven't been able to identify it yet, but their practices of self-help and self-care are really just an indication that they're looking for something much greater, and we have the truth of what that is. And so you know, yes, to be bold and in bringing the element of surrender to the world, but also to have compassion in the sense that they're looking for something that they might need a little bit of help finding.
Patricia, thank you very, very much. Appreciate that question. I'm going to keep going and try to get as many on as I can with Jackie Mulligan and Dr. Bridget. 888-318-7884 is the number. Stephanie's in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on 96.7 FM. Stephanie, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I have been suffering from post-long COVID syndrome for over a year and a half, and I have chronic fatigue syndrome. I feel very exhausted trying to go to Mass, and it's important to me to do that, though, and to make sure my children go. However, I struggle between knowing if I'm supposed to push myself to go spiritually or if it's best for me to get rest so that I'm able to care for myself and my children.
All right.
Thank you for this question, Stephanie, and we empathize with you a lot in lots of ways, and there's certainly a challenge, I think, just to get to Mass in general sometimes, let alone adding the addition of suffering from chronic fatigue. I think that this is where there's really not a simple answer, but there is opportunity here for you to control the things you can, and I think that there's often places in our lives where we can pare down and simplify in order to prioritize the Lord again in our lives so that we can have the capacity to attend Mass on Sunday or however frequently you would like to go. And so often, you know, if you're sick and you truly can't get there, the Lord knows that. He knows your desire, and that's okay. I think that one of the things we're called to do is to be aware and radically honest in our assessment of what is happening on the other days that I could potentially pare down a bit to reduce stress, to ask for help, to get more sleep, to nourish my body in ways that will create space and capacity for me to get to Mass on Sunday. And so So I would just invite you to pray about some ways that you can continue to surrender and rest in the Lord, but also what on your part could you do to maybe pursue Him in a priority that maybe hasn't been present in your life just yet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. God bless you. Thank you so much for the call. The number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. So I can ask, and either of you may answer this one, but if you take what you've done at Reform and you say, well, there's a model here or an image of relating with Christ as our healer, as the divine physician, if the whole church were to recover that, what would that look like?
We would be healed. We'd all be in heaven dancing together.
Well, all right.
I think that there would be peace. And we'll start with that. Peace is the enjoyment of order. St. Thomas Aquinas taught us that. And when we are living our lives centered in the Lord, there is order. And with order, there is peace. And with peace, there's healing.
Wow. It's fascinating what you say, because I didn't know that the first word out of your mouth is going to be peace. Mm. But the peace is the, it seems to me that it's so fundamentally missing from the world of busyness and television and all the other things that we have, that the one thing you don't get from all that is peace. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I have anything else to say about it. I mean, it's just that word really jumped out at me when you said that, because I do think that's the thing we are so hungry for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that...
You're just agreeing because I thought it was such a great answer.
No, it's true. I mean, so much of our life would be so much more simple and so much more peaceful if we eliminated, all the excess. And I think that that's really what there's an invitation here for. You know, if we want to heal, especially if we want our bodies to heal or our souls to heal, we have to create an environment that is conducive to healing. And most of us live in a rat race and in an environment that is not conducive to any sort of healing and peace. And yet we wonder over and over again why we're dealing with this issue or that issue. And yet there's really no room for healing to happen physically or spiritually because our lives are so full.
But the person who has peace in their life is a wonderful advertisement mm-hmm. for the gospel. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's a better advertisement for that. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that.
Everyone it's contagious, it. Right? Yeah. I mean, you right. notice it right away. It's so mm-hmm. contrary to what we see so often in the world.
It's sort of what we witness when you enter into a convent or a friary, and there is just a flood of peace and joy.
Yeah.
And it's contagious.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Beth's in Kentucky listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Beth, we're so glad you're here. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I am in the car, so I can't go to the website right now, but I was interested in more information on how the program works. You mentioned the fundamental program and what all is involved in that. I am not Catholic yet, mm-hmm. but I'm seriously thinking of being on my way to that. And so I'm listening and reading and doing lots of things I've never done before as homework. And I'm liking what I'm being exposed to. So I think it's in my future. I may have found my tribe.
Oh, I love that.
I would like to hear more about how the program actually works.
Beautiful. Well, thank God for you sharing and for your desire. It's so beautiful, and we'll be praying for you. But just as a little bit of a snapshot, if you will, Reform Online is an online course, and it's 12 weeks long. So you, at the time that you register, you have 12 weeks to move through the course material. And essentially how it works is every week you learn about a different pillar of your health. And so that might be faith or nutrition or sleep or stress management. And you learn, you know, about a different topic each week. And then we have live hours together on Zoom twice a month where we answer questions, we offer guidance and advice, and we also are joined by a priest or religious every month to give a little bit more spiritual formation and support for the soul. And so right now it's primarily online. We also do seminars throughout the country in person. So maybe, God willing, someday we'll be close enough that we could, you know, offer that as well to you. But you will learn more on the website, but essentially it's a 12-week program that you can register for anytime. You can do it from anywhere on your own schedule, and we will be along the way for you to support you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear a little bit more about it. I do have to say that I am very much enjoying the catechism.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
I mean, it's just beautiful. Yeah.
It really is. It's like that, there's another hidden gem of Catholicism. People could read the I'm so happy you found it, Beth. Beth, I'm going to go to a break, but don't hang up, because if you'd like, I'd like to send you two books. We have a book called Why We're Catholic. And if you'd like that one, I'd like to send it to you. We also have a book called The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness and Where to Find It. If you want them, they're yours. We can send them to Kentucky. Just hang on and we'll get you. We got to take a quick break, right back with more on wellness in the person of Jesus Christ right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, "When we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue." Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Hi friends, Jonet Williams here. Join me every Wednesday on Women of Grace Live as I welcome New Age researcher and blogger for Women of Grace, Sue Brinkman. Sue and I will be talking about all the wacky things that could distract you from your faith. Psychics, yoga, Reiki, crystals, acupuncture, Ouija boards, tarot cards, and astral traveling are just a few of the stranger things we discuss. That's why we call it Wacky Wednesday. So join us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. If you read the Gospels, one of the things that people are often shocked by is just how much Jesus heals. It's constant. It's obvious that to get his ministry started, he begins by healing. And in addition to calling people to repent and believe in the good news, he goes around healing people. And that's what makes clear that he's the Messiah and draws the crowds out. And then he healed everyone who came to him. And so this part of Christ's ministry is not to be neglected, but is central to what he does. And our two guests today are quite familiar with just how central it is and doing a beautiful job of sharing that Christ-centered, the idea of Christ-centered wellness. Reform Wellness is the organization. You can check it out at reformwellness.co. Jackie Mulligan is the founder, and Dr. Bridget is the... don't tell me. I'm going to get it. Don't tell me. Dr. Bridget is the... Okay, what is it?
I can't. A naturopathic doctor.
No, I know that. I know that you're a naturopathic doctor, but your
chief
job.
Chief Wellness Officer.
Chief Wellness Officer, mm-hmm. Yes. And you're the Chief Eucharistic Officer?
I am.
And what does that mean, Chief Eucharistic
that
Officer?
That means that I am going to bring as many souls to the Eucharist as I possibly can.
Oh, Jackie, God bless you. That's beautiful. Let's go to Cynthia in Houston, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Cynthia, awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question.
Hello. Good evening to everyone. Yes, my name is Cynthia M. I just need to listen to that. But anyway, I suffered 2 brain aneurysms in 21.
Okay, so a couple years ago you had 2 brain aneurysms. It's just kind of hard for people to hear you. If you could get a little closer to the phone, it would help us because we do want to be helpful to you. So you've suffered brain aneurysms?
2. Yeah.
Okay.
And I have been having some problems with this in the sense that I've gone to the Lord with it. I am a Christian. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm a Christian.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's really hard for me to accept this thing because, you know, I know the Lord is a healer because I do read the Bible and people of all houses, you know, they went to the Lord for whatever that they needed, you know, and
yes.
The Lord answered. But
right.
Actually, God, why did this happen to me? I know, you know, I'm not above these things happening because it happens every day.
No, but you want to know why, Cynthia. It seems perfectly normal. And I'm not trying to cut you off. I just want to get a response because I said it's a little hard to hear you. And what Cynthia said was she suffered 2 brain aneurysms a couple years ago. She trusts the Lord. She knows the Lord's a healer, but she still has that burning why, Lord. Why do you allow this to happen to me?
I'm going to start from the spiritual perspective, and I'll pass it over to Dr. Bridget to talk a little bit about some of the things that that you can do on the physical side. So first, thank you for sharing. Thank you for your beautiful witness of faith and trust in the Lord as you continue to heal. And as you were speaking so beautifully, Cynthia, the words that were coming to me were, lean not on your own understanding. And I think that this is where we have to trust the Lord, remember who He is and who we are in Him, and that He will not permit and allow suffering that is not going to be used for our sanctity. And so I feel very strongly that He has you in this particular season for your own sanctity, for an increase of your virtue, and for a very particular reason. And so with that doesn't mean there aren't certain things that you can do to support your health journey. But I think resting in the Lord's time and not your own understanding of the why just yet, because it hasn't been revealed.
And Dr. Bridget,
you know, just one thing that I always love to encourage people with when you're dealing with any chronic or you know, significant diagnosis of any sort, is to not forget that there's so many things we can do to support the health of our whole person, even outside of that thing. And so regardless of what the diagnosis or the struggle is, you know, to always lean on all the different areas that are supportive for our health. And so as we've mentioned here today, we like to do that through the framework of what we call our 9 wellness pillars. So these are different areas of your health that we can support for healing all throughout the body and soul, regardless of what the specific diagnosis is. So these are faith, nutrition, sleep, stress management, community, play, personal growth, space, and functional movement. And so these are all areas of your life that we can, you know, commit to supporting with a little bit more consistency to support healing for the long term.
Cynthia, this usually happens when we have new guests on. All the calls are piled up here at the end, so I have to keep moving. But I hope that was helpful to you, and we will certainly pray for you as you recover from the aneurysms. God bless you, sister. I'm going to go to Ron in Indiana, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Ron, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering what the price of the 12-week program is, and after you take it, if you can buy one for a friend, if there's any kind of discount.
Oh, thank you so much for this question, Ron, and thanks for calling in. So the cost of our 12-week program is $695, and so that is a combination of functional health education and spiritual formation, and we provide you with tools that you will learn over the course of 12 weeks, but utilize for a lifetime. And so it breaks down to be about $58 a week, just for budget purposes. And yes, we would love for you to be able to share it with a friend or take it with a friend. We have certain opportunities to do so. And we also provide scholarships for those who are otherwise not able to afford the class.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I was about to give out the number, but there's no point. There's too many people on the line now. I got to just keep working my way through the calls here. Let's go to Victoria in Indiana. Victoria, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for our guests.
Thank you for taking my call. Good evening to you both. My question, I'll make it quick. I have a lot of health problems, and throughout the years, I was alone with a lot of it, but I walked with Jesus, and my cross was beautiful. It was heavy, but it was beautiful. And I've learned just to walk with Jesus, and I listened to him, and I gave up on doctors I've been around. And I know what makes the body work and don't, and I listen to him. But there are times that I fail. And then in those times, my blood pressure drops, and I can't think, and I can't function, or something, a reaction in my body happens. And I don't know, because I'm trying so hard to keep it up. And I always feel him, and I know my suffering, I will take it, and I feel it, and I walk with him, and I offer for others. And I know the beautifulness of a cross. But when I fail, I don't see him, I don't feel him. Does he forgive me for putting that barrier?
Hang on, Victoria. Well, let's get a response, Jackie or Dr.
Yeah.
Bridget.
You know, Victoria, I think that something to keep in mind, it's so beautiful, this desire you have to walk only with Jesus and to really so beautifully carry your cross. It's such a grace that you are able to see your suffering in that light and to know that there is that there is grace, and that in our suffering, the Lord is the closest to us. And so what a gift that you're able to see that. But also, it's helpful to keep in mind that he also sends others to journey with us along the way. And so though we want to follow him and to, you know, to go wherever it is that he leads us and to bear whatever crosses he sends us, he also sends us people along the way to help us. And so to keep in mind that it may be that there are other that there are people out there, providers out there, even, or maybe even friends or family members that can journey with us in the suffering. And it doesn't mean that we have to, you know, lose sight of the beauty and the grace in suffering. There can be both suffering and joy and healing. And so we want to just make sure we're keeping in mind that it's both the cross and the joy of living fully alive. And so I would encourage you that if you have, you know, access to providers or friends you know, supporters along the way, to really allow them to support you in the journey, especially when you feel the most alone.
Can I add one thing to Dr. Bridge's beautiful response? And that is that the Lord knows our hearts. He made them. And so he knows your beautiful desire, and he most certainly forgives you because he does know your heart. So you can rest in that peace.
Victoria, thank you. Thank you very, very much for the call. Our two guests come from, let's see, I was going to give out the website again. I will do it again. Reform Wellness, which you can get, or you can find out about it, reformwellness.co. The M?
It's coming.
Is it coming? All right, good. That's under construction?
It's under construction.
Because everyone else in the world is .com.
We're creating something new.
I guess you are. Something that... well, I'm sure that lots of people find you. Reform. Or you can, I found out if I just typed in the search bar "Reform Wellness Catholic," it brought me right to you. Mm-hmm. So you can search for it. So what's next? What are you going to do? I mean, you're growing Reform. What's the plan for growing this ministry?
Well, we have the best business coach. His name is Jesus, mm-hmm. and so he guides all of our steps. And so. Right now, we're feeling this call to continue to grow online and connect with as many people as possible that he'll let us from all over the world, which is the greatest gift. But we are craving to be in person and to offer more in person in the form of classes and seminars and mm-hmm. And really prayer. So you can stay tuned for more of that opportunity coming from Reform.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, actually, because the that personal touch, that interaction, there is something very Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, like people always say, well, if St. Paul were around today, he'd use all these tools. And he would. I'm mm-hmm. sure he would. But that doesn't mean that the physical touch and proximity aren't important mm-hmm. in sharing. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. Are you off to somewhere else good now?
Well, we are celebrating the Feast of St. James tonight. We recently walked part of the Camino.
Did you really?
We did.
Did you walk it too?
Yeah. We did it together.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How beautiful.
That's great.
I'm just so excited that I got to talk with you. I think that the Christ-centered wellness is, as I said, a rediscovery of a beautiful part of our faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us.
Will you come back?
Oh, absolutely.
We can't wait.
All right, very good. Hey, Jimmy's coming up. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. It's open forum, so you can ask him whatever you like, and you know the lines will be full very shortly. I want to say again that reformwellness.co is where you can go to find out all about what our guests are up to and have been up to and what they have developed. And it's quite impressive what they have developed. Jackie Mulligan, the founder, and Dr. Bridget...
Chief Wellness Officer.
Chief Wellness Officer.
It's just Dr. Bridget. She's the best.
Dr. Bridget. Yep. Thank you very, very much. We'll take a quick break right back with Open Forum. Catholic Answers Live.